Good morning, MGTOW man. This is the introduction to my astronomy course. What this is working out a directional marker. It's like a little sightseeing touristy thing on a hill. And the thing is that it's has different arrows pointing to different locations, towns, hills and shit, but it has no cardinal points on it. And so what I've done is I've marked it out with a compass and scribers, and you know, knocked in, because it's brass, it's fairly soft, so I was able to use my tungsten carbide scribers to punch in little marking points, and it's not dead accurate to within like 1/10 of a degree, but it's pretty much dead on, you know, for all intents and purposes. That means there's an arrow on it pointing north with an indentation, and there's also an indentation on the east, west and south points, and also in the center. So this means you can lay, say, something like a straight edge of some sort, say, across it, and you can define where exactly east and west are, and then you can sort of begin to calibrate off that. Say which point at the, above the horizon, where exactly, how many degrees to the north or south, either side of the east, does the moon rise from, and then from that, as it goes through the sky, then you can calculate its angle. And through using Babylonian maths in Babylonian sexta decimal mathematics, or base 60, and using cuneiform numbering for a hint of sort of creativity, we're going to be able to work out where the moon's because the Earth rotates once every 24 hours. And the moon orbits the Earth once every, I think it's 28.3 days. That means the moon and Earth are actually out of synchronization with their rotation. It's not the moon is at the same spot above the Earth as the Earth orbits. It means that the Earth is sort of spinning a bit faster than the fucking moon runs around it, you know? And there's also, because the Earth is tilted, you know, it sort of wobbles on its axis, that means you don't get the Earth, the moon being a certain distance away from the Earth, but because the Earth effectively is, you're not standing on the spot and spinning around and looking at, say, something down the street, you're actually sort of leaning forward by, say, 30 degrees and looking at something forward. So that means that the orbit of the moon appears to be oval, and you can see it in this high speed video of the moon in orbit around the Earth. You can see how it's sort of eccentric. And so the first part of this course is to learn the basic math, is to learn the Babylonian system of maths, which is base 60, which is 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours a day, you know. It's quite a good math system in order for astronomical and time type calculations. And then we're going to learn how to make, with variation, we're going to learn how to make scientific instruments out of common things like wood and other bits and pieces, to we can define if the moon is at this point above the horizon. This is, you know, angle from the east, you know, the angle from the east and the angle above the horizon, that gives us a coordinate in the sky. And then we can work out the differential of where it's going to be in 24 hours of time, 7 days time, 14 days time, you know, where it's actually going to be in the sky, but then that's going to sort of ascend into the actual plane of rotation if you put a sort of a slice straight through the Earth, and you can sort of see, you know, where the moon was in that position, then we're going to sort of work into that. And this is a great way to learn, you know, astronomy and physics and maths and science, you know, because I think if you do maths and science and all those sorts of things, it helps if you got shit that you can work out. And because the moon goes around the Earth sort of nearly every 24 hours type thing, you know, you can see that over 3 days' time, there's going to be like 3 hours difference or some shit, you know. It's not the same spot at 10 p.m. every fucking night, you know, in the sky. So, yeah, this is the first part of the Our University course on astronomy.